This was basically an attempt to teach our school children that if we did get engaged in a nuclear confrontation and atomic war, then we wanted our school children to kind of basically duck and cover. That was the principle. There would be a nuclear conflagration about to hit us, and if you get under your desk, things would be okay. I didn't do all that well in psychiatry and medical school, but I was interested, and I think this was seriously delusional. Secondly, we told people to go down in their basements and build a fallout shelter. Maybe it'd be a study when we weren't having an atomic war, or you could use it as a TV room, or, as many teenagers found out, a very, very safe place for a little privacy with your girlfriend. And actually, so there are multiple uses of the bomb shelters. Or you could buy a prefabricated bomb shelter that you could simply bury in the ground. Now, the bomb shelters at that point, let's say you bought a prefab one, it would be a few $100s, maybe up to $500 if you got a fancy one. Yet, what percentage of Americans do you think ever had a bomb shelter in their house? What percentage lived in a house with a bomb shelter? Less than 2%, about 1.4% of the population, as far as anyone knows, did anything, either making a space in their basement or actually building a bomb shelter. Many buildings, public buildings around the country, this is New York City, had these little civil defense signs, and the idea was that you would run into one of these shelters and be safe from the nuclear weaponry.